Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 16th day of Tishrei, second day of Sukkot, Tovshin Pei Hei. Masechta Bavdan Tzia, Perek Shavi, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah that workers can eat from their balabais, from their employer, either based on the minigam dinner, what the normal rule is, or if he made a special contract with them to supply them with mazonos. Our Mishnah is going to talk about workers that can eat, not because of any condition made with the employer, not because of minhag hamakom, but much more powerful than that. It's min ha-Torah, that the Torah itself says that they have a right to eat, despite any minhag in the place to the contrary, despite any conditions of the contrary. And that is, as it says in the Pasuk, when you enter the vineyard of your friend, you may eat, and you're working there obviously, and you may eat grapes to your fill. When you come into the komas reacha, and the standing grain of your friend, and you can pluck biyadacha with your hand. Chazal learned that this Pasuk is only talking about a worker. That a worker in the field, a worker with the vineyard, is allowed to, the Torah says not allowed to, the employer has to let him eat. However, there are certain conditions attached before there is a right min ha-Torah to eat. We're going to learn about that in this mission. Ve'elu oichlin min ha-Torah. The following workers, the following occupations, they get to eat min ha-Torah from the fruits that they're working with. Ha'oisa b'mchubal ha-karka. When it does work with fruits that are attached to the ground, he can eat from them, b'shas gemar melacha, at the time when the gemar melacha, that means once they've finished their work, they've become ripe, and he's taking it from the ground for using them now, for eating. For example, he's harvesting grapes or he's harvesting olives, and the Torah says, you can eat from it, you have a right to eat from it, you the worker, but don't put it into your keli, into your container. And the Gemara learns from this that at the time that you are putting, when you're collecting the fruit for the container of your employer, that's when you can eat. But when you're not harvesting, when you're not putting it into the container of the balabais of the employer, then you can't eat. So that's one condition. Has to be bishas, two conditions. Has to be, we're talking about attached to the ground and when it's the malach is finished with it. That means there's nothing more else to be ripened. It's already fully ripe and it's taken to eat. But if a worker is working with not growing fruits, but he's working like harvesting growing fruits, but rather he's working with fruits that are already detached from the ground, then he can eat ad shaloding ramlachte. It's almost the opposite. He can only eat until the malacha is finished, if it's for maaser. Let's say this product, this food, is only going to get to maaser. There's no challah involved. It's not dough. So then you can eat until it reaches the stage of being chayv and maaser. Once it reaches that stage, you can't. The worker can't. And if it's something that has a chiv of challah, that, for example, it's a dough made of the five grains and he's working with it, he can only eat from it until it's finished for challah. In other words, once it's finished for challah and it's ready now to the chiv of challah applies, he can't eat from it. And the bedavar shegidulim in ha'aretz. It has to be something growing from the ground. The Gemara learns this from the Pasuk that talks about Lo sachsim sherbetishoy, you shall not muzzle an ox in its threshing. And the Chazal darshan from the fact that it says shoyr, and it doesn't say lo sadush b'chasima, it didn't just say you shall not thresh with a muzzled animal, but it actually says shoyr. That tells us, the Gemara tells us, it says that the Torah wants to compare the choysim to the nechsim, to the man, to the animal, and the man, and the animal to the man, as far as the rights to eat. Just like a man can eat b'mchubar, when it's attached to the ground, and that it says clearly in the Pasuk, we're talking about workers that were harvesting, so too an ox can eat b'mchubar when it's attached to the ground. And just like an ox, that's the comparison of man, of the ox to the man. And we get the other way around as well too. Just like an ox can eat betolush, something that's when it's already detached from the ground, when it's threshing the wheat, threshing the grain, so also a man can eat when it's something that's been detached from the ground, when he does malacha with it. Now, we also learn that it says bedishoy, it says in his threshing, it doesn't say bimlachto, in other words, it singles out a particular occupation, namely threshing. So the Torah wants to compare all malacha, all types of work, in this manner, in this way, to daish, to threshing. Just like threshing is unique in the sense that it's something that grows from the ground, and a worker may eat it. So to anything that grows from the ground, a worker may eat. Count, for example, a person who's milking, a person who is making cheese. These are things which are not growing from the ground. The worker has no right to eat from these things while he's doing those activities. And just like daish, threshing, is something that is not yet finished for Maaser, the produce is not yet now chayev in Maaser, or challah, and a worker can eat from it. So therefore, anything that a worker is doing and working with, any item that hasn't yet been finished, the malacha for Maaser challah, the worker can eat from it. To exclude, for example, a person who's working separating dates and figs, which since it's already fixed, it's already been nigmar malachtam lemaaser, it's already finished for maaser, there's a chiv, you can't eat from it until maaser, that's it, worker can't eat from it. It excludes one who has kneaded the dough or patting down the dough to make different cakes, and the baker. These people are working with things that are already chayiv in challah. Again, worker can't eat it. But if a person, let's say, is extracting the pebbles from the wheat, he's extracting that after it's been taken maaser from it, or he's sifting it through or grinding it through, since it hasn't yet been finished for challah, as far as challah is concerned, what the worker is allowed to eat from it while he's doing these activities of grinding or of sieving. Ve'elu, and the following workers, she'en lechem, cannot eat, at least min ha-Torah. The Torah doesn't give them the right to eat. If there's other conditions that the ploy made, that's different. But they don't automatically get a right min ha-Torah. Who are these? What type of people? Ha'oise mimchubar lekarka, one who's working with things that are still growing. He's working for the orchardist, the farmer. Bishar she'en gemar melacha, at the time when these things are not yet fully ripe, he's not taking them to eat. For example, one who's hoeing under the vines, right? Can't eat from the grapes that are growing there. He's not harvesting the grapes. It's not a gemar melacha. It's not working with food at the gemar melacha stage. A person who's weeding onions or garlics, even though he's taking out the small garlics or the small onions from between the big ones, he cannot eat from them because he's not taking the small ones to eat for their own good. He's doing it to give space to the gdolim. That's not called gemar melacha. That's not called finished work. And remember, because it's growing, it needs to be gemar melacha, i.e. fully ripe, ready for eating. Over solush min hakarka, but when he was working with things that have been detached from the ground, then me'achar shenigra malachtoi, and then he can only eat until the malach is finished. But after the malach has been finished for maaser or for challah, let's say he's working with dough, after it's chayv in challah, that's it. The worker can't eat now in from it. Uvedavar shengula menaretz, and also when he's working with things that don't grow from the ground, for example, with milk or meat, he cannot eat from these things. If he's a butcher, he cannot eat from these things. Because, again, we learned it from Lo Sachsam Shor B'Disho, it has to be something which grows from the ground. Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah continues to talk about a worker whose rights to eat min ha-Torah, the fruits that he's working with. Hoya Oisef, if the worker was working b'yodav with his hands, avol b'raglav, not with his feet. Let's say he's a harvester, harvesting the wheat or harvesting the grapes. B'raglav, or he's working with his feet, avol lo b'yodav, but not with his hands. For example, he is one of those who's treading the grapes, treading the or thrashing things with his feet, thrashing the grain. I feel a bit safer, even if the employer hired him to carry things, move the fruits from place to place on his shoulders. Har ze ochel, he still has a right to eat fruits min hatar. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer, he argues, and he says, ad shiyase biyodov uveraglov. A worker does not get entitled in Atar to eat the fruits that he's worked with unless he's working with his hands and feet simultaneously at the same time. The Gemara explains his reason. He compares, again, choysom to the nechsom, the man who's muzzling the ox to the ox that is being muzzled. In other words, just like an ox works with his front feet and back feet, we call the front feet yodov and raglov. So to a worker, has to be working with both hands and feet before he's entitled to eat Manat Torah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. The Tanna Kamma does not agree with it. He says that because it says, Kisovoi v'kerem riyachal, when you enter the vineyard of your friend, he learns it means any way of avoida. And the halacha is indeed like the Tanna Kamma, the first opinion. And that is, doesn't matter what part of his body he's working with, if he's working and providing those conditions are met, that we mentioned before, whether he's eating from the growing from the ground or detached from the ground, he's entitled either way if the conditions mentioned earlier on have been met.